personally, I've never, thereby the grace of God go I guess, I've never made a mistake on a drug dosage or given the wrong drug. I know people who have. I guess it may be that I know a colleague of mine who made a mistake, and ever since his mistake was made, I've just checked and double-checked that it's the right drug, it's the right dosage. I then double-check that. If I have a crewmate that I'm working with, I get them to double-check as well, which is always good practice. And I just make sure that when I am given the drug, it may take me longer to give the drug that the patient requires, but I'll just check and double check just to make sure. Because as Peter said, if a drug is given and you've given the wrong drug or the wrong dosage, the mistake is made. It's a great thing to be honest. And I think people should be encouraged to be honest and accept that it's a no-blame culture. But there's kind of the mental welfare for the practitioner who's made the mistake as well. I just check and double check and check again.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to draw any drugs up for Peter, or you usually keep the ampoule and always check the drug to make sure they're the right drug. Even for drawing up a flush, water, to make sure it is actually water you're putting through the flush. And Peter always double checks it.
If we cannulate a patient and then you need to flush the cannula with the water, then I've had situations where my colleague, I say, well, just draw us up a flush, and they'll draw up a flush and they hand you the syringe because the flush bottle is now empty, they've disposed of it. And they handed me the syringe, and I go, where's the bottle? I said, oh, I've thrown it. I said, well, do it again. They go, no, it's flush, I checked it. I said, I didn't. Mm. And it's me that's going to give it. So
yeah,
we do it again. It's water, it's cost like it's zero cost anyway, it's practically negligible. Happened a couple of occasions where someone's put up a drip for me and the bag of fluid was a year out of date. And you look at the line and you're going, it's a year out of date, bin it, start again. And I was working with a student and they drew up a drug for a patient who'd OD'd on heroin and needed the antidote and needed it quick. And they actually drew up a drug very similar to heroin and handed me that. They drew up a drug called nalbuphine instead of naloxone. Again, 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the writing on these ampules is so small, and that's one of the things that catches people out. It is microscopically small on these tiny little 1 mil ampules. You need the eyesight of a hawk to be able to see it. So you add that to 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you look in this dim light in a room with a 40-watt light bulb, and you're trying to see, is it nalbuphine or is it Narcan? So they handed me the wrong drug, and I was about to give this patient who'd OD'd more of what he had. And so this, I said to the students, the wrong drug. I wanted naloxone, and you've drawn me up nalbuphine. Please do it again. And they're just a mess. They think they're going to lose their registration, they're never going to qualify, they're going to get the sack, I'm going to drop them in it. And they've made this massive error, and I'm going, bin the drug, do it again. We're going to do it right. But you're going to do it, I'm not. You're going to do it, you're going to draw it up. Because you've got to just, it's like falling off a bike. You fall off, you get back on again, and they just did it. And they did it fine the second time around. But we double check, so you don't make the mistake. I think I'm like Stuart, I'm very lucky. I've never been in a situation where an error's been made. Because you safety net, you always double check.
Yeah.
I went to a case only last week where the paramedic on scene was about to give the wrong drug in the situation which the patient presented and had flipped over in his jail count guidelines to the wrong page. And it literally was one of those stop and grab the syringe before the plunger was pushed. That will lead to an inquiry, and that needs to be made sure that we safety net that and it never happens again. But there was a misunderstanding about the condition he was giving it for, the dosage of the drug, the page in the book. You know, there were loads of things here that it shouldn't have happened, and it nearly did, and it was, by the grace of God, go I, that we managed to prevent it, and learning will take place. But that's where you safety net it. There's an internal trust investigation that makes sure that doesn't happen again or tries to prevent that from happening again, and we take it from there. But mistakes will happen.
Yeah.
They just will. And what we're trying to do is try and avoid as many as we can.